All right, here we go. Incendiary Radio, Republic Broadcasting Network. August 2nd, 2020. We are live right now at this moment. Been playing that song as an intro for the last few weeks. It's just such quality. And I know some of you old heads don't like the heavy stuff, but it's, you know, this is, it's kind of my generation's thing. You know, those of us raised in the late 70s and the early 80s and so forth. You know, I'm going to be turning 50 very shortly, and how time flies. Just seems like yesterday. I mean, I got out of the military in 1993. It's like 27 years this month that I've been out of the military. It just seems like yesterday. And, you know, mortality, it's coming for all of us. Unless you're a transhumanist, of course, and you think that you're going to merge with the Borg, the machines, you're going to let the nanobots and genetic enhancement, robotics, AI rewire your DNA. But for those of us that yet know that one day we've got our appointment with our maker, you know, time is really, really accelerating in as far as the way I'm perceiving it. And you know, Ken and I have talked about this off air, but he feels it too. Like, you know, it's strange how fast the time is moving, and the compression of events that, you know, I always been talking about for the last year or two, cascading sequence of events, but the compression into shorter and shorter blocks of time, the momentous things, the acceleration that the, you know, both the creator and his adversaries are foisting upon, you know, a largely unsuspecting, you know, population. You know, there's some of us with discernment, and we see these things, and people, and these things are, there's gradations of this where people, or other, they know something's up. There's so forth and so on, but and people are, you know, normies that are, I come in contact with in my daily life. It's really starting to astonish me, some of the things that are being, even though all the censorship and the blocking and the deplatforming and, you know, all the things that we've seen just over the last week with these doctors and Trump's tweets and Don Jr. being suspended and all this stuff. You know, there's luckily there are platforms in place that are outside of the big tech social media gauntlet. You know, I don't know what happened with Drudge and, you know, all that stuff that was on the cue board about Drudge Report being sold, or I guess Matt Drudge, you know, being a alleged homosexual, Jewish, you know, cut his teeth on the Lewinsky Clinton scandal, the Mossad honeypot on Bill, right during the Arafat and the prime minister of Israel that got assassinated, the general, his name eludes me right now, but it'll pop in my head in a little bit. Yo, Yitzhak Rabin, that's it. And all that drama with Yigal Amir, his assassin, but you know, the honeypot that got thrown at Clinton with Monica, her daddy being a very prominent Jewish doctor and so forth. And then of course the Saudi honeypot on Hillary with Huma Abedin. Just, and you know, the Saudis being like a lot of, you know, the Wahhabists being crypto Jews and so forth. It's very, very interesting stuff. But I've got overloaded clips here, overloaded notes. Hurricane Isaias, about to blast North Carolina, it looks like. So Pat down there in North Carolina, hope you make it through this all right and so forth. So, this whole hydroxychloroquine thing, Ken, if you'd get clip two ready. But, you know, I remember all the Q drops with HCQ over the last number of months. And so I just typed in the QAnon.pub on the search bar, I typed in HCQ. Okay. And this is going from June all the way, you know, May, April. And there were more Q drops, but I'm just going to roll through some of these. 4409, the Lancet study used by the WHO to stop HCQ trials has been retracted. 4345, doctor talking about the safety of HCQ. How it only became controversial after POTUS tweet, and this was a May 20th Q drop. HCQ to be given proactively to more than 40,000 healthcare workers in the UK. Why are the MSM and the Democrats censoring and attacking anything about HCQ? 19 May 2020. D's and MSM won't talk about knowing about, don't want you knowing about HCQ because it would end the COVID-19 pandemic. Texas Pharmacy Board loosens prescriptions on HCQ prescriptions, reversing course. Texas doctor explains how HCQ improves COVID-19 patients in 5 hours. Number of prescriptions explodes in France. Russia and China both using HCQ. And they got these graphs. Some of the Q people that on YouTube and so forth, and we know channel, I watch his stuff. It's high quality. Even though you don't have to agree with everything, he really follows it closely, and he's a Marine Master Sergeant, so, you know, they got a little affinity there. But he was looking at these graphs, you know. Now a lot of graphs are coming out, folks, about these countries that suppressed HCQ treatment and then countries that dropped it early and let people, you know, take this stuff right when this thing was moving along. And this HCQ is, it's a malaria drug. It's been around 7 decades. We all know this stuff. I mean, we've all been overloaded with this stuff, but it's just, you know, when you really have to look at, like, Fauci knew about HCQ in 2005. Nobody needed to die because of coronavirus. You know, all this stuff, you know, that's happened. It's so evil that it's like, you know, like what Hoover said, the conspiracy being so massive and evil that most people can't wrap their minds around it. And we really have to realize what's the larger game here. And we all know what it is. It's the war on cash. Oh, the mysterious coin shortage. It's an attempt that they're going to try to pull this forced vaccination, but it's also a economic warfare tool, a reorganization. Okay, remember the Economist magazine and all this stuff? We're a little bit late on the timing, but This is massive. It's the upheaval that we've all been looking for. And you got the Germans out in the streets, hundreds of thousands, some are saying a million or whatever. You never know. But the uprisings all around the world, you know, even in Israel. I mean, it's so strange. I was listening to a True News, and they were really getting into the Israeli media talking about the La Familia faction of Netanyahu. So they're using some, like, Mexican mafia terms, La Familia. And they're out there whooping some tail. And they've got Antifa activity going on, of course, in Israel now. And so this is a worldwide destabilization. We've been talking about this forever. But this whole HCQ thing is just fascinating, the way that it's CNN, MSNBC, and these other people, and Of course, the big tech gang. And I got some interesting clips to play. But listen, let's roll to clip two. And this is put together by McBreen, Darren McBreen over at InfoWars. But it's pretty good. Go ahead and roll it.
We've heard a lot about the drug hydroxychloroquine.
It's called hydroxychloroquine.
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 It is called hydroxychloroquine.
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 Try it if you'd like.
Yes, try it if you like it. And if you're worried about the side effects, just remember, Donald Trump is a doctor.
I'm not a doctor.
Okay, my mistake.
How do you calibrate being enthusiastic and not playing doctor?
Because I want people to live, and I'm seeing people dying. And I've seen people that are going to die without it.
What? We got the treatment. We're gonna cure it. We're gonna...
What? He was just making that shit up?
I feel good about it.
Turns out, actual doctors do not suggest taking hydroxychloroquine for COVID-19 because there is no evidence yet to suggest it protects against the virus.
I don't think we could definitively say it works.
Not only was Fauci mocking President Trump for talking about it, but you had Governor Whitmer in Michigan threatening physicians, I'll take your license if you prescribe hydroxychloroquine, and telling pharmacists, don't fill any prescriptions for hydroxychloroquine.
And while many on the left are using the coronavirus outbreak to attack President Trump, one Democrat state lawmaker is crediting him was saving her life.
If President Trump had not talked about this, it would not be something that's accessible for anyone to be able to get that right now. Because I did have a difficult time even that day obtaining the medication because of an order that was put down in my state. It saved my life.
I want to tell you about a 96-year-old man in Florida who said one night, I don't think I'm going to make it. I feel very weak. The end is coming. I'm coughing. I'm short of breath. I can't get up from the couch. The next day, he was on hydroxychloroquine and antibiotics per his cardiologist. He got up the next day, he was fine. This man is my father.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Why is any network running these press conferences where he keeps talking about an unproven drug that might work for malaria, might work for lupus, doesn't work for this?
A lot of people would say, follow the money. There's got to be some sort of financial tie to someone somewhere that has the president pushing this repeatedly.
Turns out he has a financial stake in the company that makes the drug. Of course he does.
The press honestly is out of control. The level of dishonesty is out of control.
They pulled the video of doctors in lab coats talking about coronavirus research, and they hid that video.
Go ahead, stop it there.
This is
Let's roll to clip three. Now, this is this young lady, Simone Gold, okay? And Gold, the last name's interesting. And this all, you know, a lot of people are, this was on a Breitbart stream. And it was on Facebook and other things. But the last name Gold and a Breitbart stream. The point she makes about positive test results. We know the tests are bogus. And then people counting those and creating the hysteria versus looking at the mortality rate. Now, here in the St. Louis area, I was just walking by a TV and they're talking about, oh, all these new cases, blah, 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 but no more deaths. That was just right on the television. I'm like, they're using this to create this hysteria. And the poor, weak-minded people that we all know, some of them are very close to us. They think, the hysteria here is just, now a lot of people are very skeptical, but at the same time, the draconian measures, you can't go in to any place without a mask and all this stuff. It's getting people angry. And then we're going to see more violence, unfortunately, as they try to push this next lockdown if they do it. But here's the big thing. Keep this whole COVID thing alive until the next flu season hits. And then guess what? When anybody ever is going to get sick, they're going to freak out and think it's some sort of, you know, killer, blah, 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 blah. And it's going to cause a second wave of goofiness. I mean, people are just over the top with this stuff. But let's listen to the young lady, the doctor, Simone Gold. And because some people might not have seen it, but we're just going to listen to a couple of the main points. Go ahead and roll clip three.
I'll turn it over.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Congressman. So we're here because we feel as though the American people have not heard from all the expertise that's out there all across our country. We do have some experts speaking, but there's lots and lots of experts across the country. So some of us decided to get together. We're America's frontline doctors. We're here only to help American patients and the American nation heal. We have a lot of information to share. Americans are riveted and captured by fear at the moment. We are not held down by the virus as much as we're being held down by the spider web of fear. That spider web is all around us, and it's constricting us, and it's draining the lifeblood of the American people, American society, and American economy. This does not make sense. COVID-19 is a virus that exists in essentially two phases. There's the early phase disease, and there's the late phase disease. In the early phase, either before you get the virus or early when you've gotten the virus, if you've gotten the virus, there's treatment. That's what we're here to tell you. We're going to talk about that this afternoon. You can find it on America's Frontline Doctors. There's many other sites that are streaming it live on Facebook. But we implore you to hear this because this message has been silenced. There are many thousands of physicians who have been silenced from telling the American people the good news about the situation, that we can manage the virus carefully and intelligently, but we cannot live with this spider web of fear that's constricting our country. So we're going to hear now from various physicians. Some are going to talk to you about what the lockdown has done to young, to older, to businesses, to the economy, and how we can get ourselves out of the cycle of fear. Dr. Hamilton.
Thank you, Simone, and thank you all for being here today. I'm Dr. Bob Hamilton. I'm a pediatrician from Santa Monica, California. I've been in private practice there for 36 years. And today I have good news for you. The good news is that children, as a general rule, are taking this virus very, very well. Few are getting infected. Those who are getting infected are being hospitalized in low numbers. And fortunately, the mortality rate of children is about 0.25%. So kids are tolerating the infection very frequently. They're actually asymptomatic. I also want to say that children are not the drivers of the of this pandemic. People were worried about initially of children.
Now, there's so much here. Church shutdowns. Okay. And Jim Jordan ripped Fauci, and Fauci looked like an idiot. And he looked like a real evil little Jesuit freak show that he is. All right. We're going to do clip one whenever have that one ready, Ken. But think about this. The Catholic Church, the Vatican II sect running the Catholic Church right now, these gangster Jesuits, they don't mind the shutdown. They can withstand the storm financially. Okay. They're like Amazon or Walmart. They're the big, you know, fish in the pond. The small, like Protestant, non-denominational, these sorts of churches, they're the ones that are going to get, they're the ones that are going to suffer and have to close down probably. This is a war, look, by the Jewish mafia, of course, we know the Kosher Nostra, as it's been a war on Christianity with them since biblical days. Okay. Read your book of Acts and so forth and so on. But the nasty element running the Catholic Church, which is another basically tributary of the synagogue of Satan, is also in on this because these two factions are together squelching out your kind of charismatic, your groups that don't have corporate ties, you know, the Bible churches that live by a shoestring. So the Catholic Church can handle the weather this storm financially. They're like, it's like the small business versus the big box store parallel. So the big box stores get to stay open. Now the Catholic Church will close. They don't care for a while. And then a bunch of these other churches are going to fall by the wayside, just like our small businesses. And then the only game left in town is going to be pseudo-Catholicism, pedo-Catholicism. Now, some of the big denominations will make it through, but you know what I'm saying. The real kind of churches that are still have some salt and light to them, they're the ones that are going to really have some problems financially. So you see the DHS secretary, oh, he tested positive. All these tests, and I'm personally having to deal with this in my personal life, let's just say, where all these people, they go get dug in their brains. I mean, these sheep, they're willingly, just so they can get some time off work, they want to go let some person dig that long swab of whatever substance is there in the pack of the test kit from some shadowy corporation. They're going to let them dig into their nose. And I talked about this the last couple weeks where you get into this whole thing, but it's baffling to me that these people are just so willing to let somebody dig all the way up into their brain just so they can hope to get a positive and so they can get a couple paid weeks off, you know, quarantine. This is America right now. It's insanity. So Trump announced a big Kodak generic drug deal for Rochester, New York. They're going to start, you know, the Kodak Corporation, remember, from the Polaroids and cameras and all that. I guess there's some big deal going on up in New York State with Cuomo and Trump, and they're working out some deal up in Rochester where they're going to start producing a bunch of generic drugs. So for those of you that haven't heard the Fauci-Jordan kind of exchange, listen to Fauci, how arrogant the little bastard is, how silly he sounds. I mean, it's just amazing how and you could tell his political leanings and where he's at by the way he answers some of these questions. It's just a few minutes, but let's roll clip one. You got clip one, Ken? All right. Well, he's getting it ready. All right, go ahead.
Mr. Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Fauci, do protests increase the spread of the virus?
Do protests increase the spread of the virus? I think I can make a general statement.
Well, 500,000 protesters on June 6th alone. Yeah. I'm just asking, that number of people, does it increase the spread of the virus?
Crowding together, particularly when you're not wearing a mask, contributes to the spread of the virus.
Should we limit the protesting?
I'm not sure what you mean. How do we say limit the protesting?
Should government limit the protesting?
I don't think that's relevant to...
Well, you just said if it increases the spread of the virus, I'm just asking, should we limit it?
Well, I'm not in a position to determine what the government can do in a forceful way.
Well, you make all kinds of recommendations. You make comments on dating, on baseball, on everything you can imagine. I'm just asking, you just said that protests increase the spread. No. I'm just asking, should we try to limit the protests?
No, I think I would leave that to people who have more of a position to do that. I can tell you.
Government stopping people from going to church, Dr. Fauci?
Yeah.
Last week in the Calvary Chapel case, 5 liberals on the Supreme Court said it was okay for Nevada to limit church services. Governor, I mean, Justice Gorsuch said it best. He said there's no world in which the Constitution permits Nevada to favor Caesar's Palace over Calvary Chapel. I'm just asking, is there a world where the Constitution says you can favor one First Amendment liberty, protesting, over another, practicing your faith?
I'm not favoring anybody over anybody. I'm just making a statement that's a broad statement, that avoid crowds of any type, no matter where you are, because that leads to the acquisition and transmission. And I don't judge one crowd versus another crowd. When you're in a crowd, particularly if you're not wearing a mask, that induces the spread.
It's a simple question, doctor. Should we limit the protest? Government is obviously limiting people going to church. And look, there's been no violence that I can see at church. I haven't seen people during a church service go out and harm police officers or burn buildings. But we know that. I mean, for 63 days, 9 weeks, it's been happening in Portland.
Right. Yeah.
Well, one night in Chicago, 49 officers were injured. But no limit to protest. But boy, you can't go to church on Sunday.
I don't know how many times I can answer that. I'm not going to opine on limiting anything. I'm just going to tell you.
You've opined on a lot of things, Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, but I've never
said this is something that directly impacts the spread of the virus, and I'm asking your position on the protest.
Yeah, I'm not going to opine on limiting anything. I'm telling you what it is, the danger. And you can make your own conclusion about that. You should stay away from crowds, no matter where the crowds are.
Government has stopped people from going to work. In fact, just in New Jersey 4 days ago, Ian Smith, Frank Trombetta were arrested for opening up, for trying to operate their business, their gym. They were arrested. But my bet is if these two individuals own this gym were outside just in front of their gym, and all the people who were working out in their gym were outside protesting, they'd been just fine. But because they were in the gym working out, actually running their business, they got arrested. Do you think that's okay?
You know, I'm not going to opine on who gets arrested and who does not. I mean, you get where I'm going. I'm telling you, as a public health official, I say crowds.
Do you see the inconsistency, though, Dr. Fauci?
There's no inconsistency, Congressman.
So you're allowed to protest millions of people on one day in crowds yelling, screaming, but you try to run your business, you get arrested? And if you stood right outside of that same business and protested, you wouldn't get arrested? You don't see an inconsistency there?
I don't understand what you're asking me as a public health official to opine on who should get arrested or not. That's not my position. You could ask
You've advocated for certain businesses to be shut down. I'm just asking you on your position on the protest. I haven't seen one. We've heard a lot about hair salons. I haven't seen one hairstylist who, between haircuts, goes out and attacks police or sets something on fire. But we've seen all kinds of that stuff during protests, and we know the protests actually increased the spread of the virus. You've said that.
I said crowds. I didn't say specifically. I didn't say protests do anything.
So the protests don't increase the spread of the virus?
I didn't say that. You're putting words in my mouth.
No, I just want an answer to the question. Do the protests increase the spread of the virus?
I don't have any scientific evidence that anything. I can tell you that crowds are known.
So the little son of a bitch has no scientific evidence, blah, blah, blah. You like that? Mm-hmm. This guy should have been immediately fired a long time ago, but look at that. I have no scientific evidence. Then what are we doing destroying the entire United States economy? I mean, it's just wild. See you on the other side.
Homicide, sweet suicide, natural causes, day or night. Duty calls, I'm rolling on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Lord, it's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years. We need to change. Somebody told me when I came to Nashville, son, you finally got it made. Old Hank made it here. We're all sure that you will, but I don't think Hank done it this way. They can't done it this way. Look at
it. All right, we got Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So people are talking about this one. Federal government and Yale holding clinical trials on how to best persuade Americans to take COVID vaccines. Okay. Strangest stuff. The options they are studying include shame and anger techniques. Okay. Guilt message, embarrassment message, anger message, trust in science messages, economic freedom message. Okay. The study tests different messages about vaccinating against COVID-19 once the vaccine becomes available. You know, the Russians allegedly are about to start this stuff in the next couple months. How's old Vlad doing over there? About to, I mean, and but they're also going to use HCQ. I don't get this. The study tests different messages about vaccinating against COVID-19 once the vaccine becomes available. Participants are randomized to one of 12 arms with one control arm and one baseline arm. We will compare the reported willingness to get a COVID-19 vaccine at 3 and 6 months of it becoming available between the 10 intervention arms of the two control arm, blah, 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 blah. I mean, what kind of freaky stuff, you know, freak show stuff. And I'm sorry, but, you know, this Operation Warp Speed and this stuff with Trump here, a lot of things are happening under his watch here, and the Q group and a lot of his Trump's apologists, you know, this is 5D chess and so forth and so on. You know, real weird stuff here. Now, this is up on Henry Mackow. Trump turns blind eye to Antifa funding and training camps. Okay, Trump has not been acting decisively to protect America. Obviously, President Trump and Attorney General Barr could close down the Antifa anarchist training camps as well as stop their funding. Okay, with upheaval, arson, and looting rocking major American cities today, we can see it's now America's turn. He was drawn to Eric Stryker's UNS review expose about a trove of leaked FBI, Fusion Center, and DHS documents. The article states, law enforcement is fully aware of who provokes the fighting and riotings at the riots, the left. The documents from Fusion Centers across the country repeatedly report this. Stryker's article also cites the Northern California Regional Intelligence Center's assessment of the spring 2017 Berkeley riots, where anarchists and free speech activists faced off. The assessment painstakingly details the various criminal tactics Antifa groups used to disrupt and physically injure lawful protesters and police officers. The anarchist extremist groups in question, they're not anarchists, they're communists. This whole anarchy thing is ridiculous. They're communists. They're using anarchy until they can bring in the communism. Okay, duh. In question, continue to use the same tactics to this day. Yes, rarely face any criminal charges. The FBI is fully informed on the matter, including where the anarchists in California train in paramilitary tactics, yet refuses to investigate or prosecute any anarchist group for conspiring to commit acts of violence. Well, this probably means that they are under the umbrella of an untouchable, okay? And it's not just George Soros or Tom Steyer. It's people in alphabet agencies. These people are useful idiots of, and probably some agents, counterintelligence agents peppered in there, okay? Remember the Black Bloc people that got busted smashing things, okay? They were, some of them, they took their freaking little face masks off, and they found out some of them were cops, okay? So you got this defund the police stuff, and then there's people smattered in there that are actually police and feds and the rest of this stuff. So they're, you know, this Rex 84 stuff is really, really coming into view. And then it talks about the most interesting document of all is an intelligence assessment by DHS and the run-up to the now famous August 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, which starkly contradicts the mainstream media and FBI's narrative, blah, blah, blah. And we know the whole thing with Charlottesville was one big psyop, okay? What was his name? The governor, Terry McAuliffe, and you know, this whole thing reeked. The fat broad Heather Heyer that allegedly got hit by the fake car. I mean, this whole thing stunk, and she had a heart attack. The whole thing stunk to high heaven, just like the George Floyd psyop. This whole thing, look at the way that everybody fell into line post George Floyd. LeBron James starts tweeting, Sharpton and all them, 5 funerals all across the country. It was like a big party, a big event. You know, Obama's out there at this communist John Lewis's funeral talking about gerrymandering at the guy's funeral. I mean, you know, everybody's blowing that out of the water. This whole thing is just, it's so artificial and plastic. It's like, is there anything organic left in the country that, you know, I mean, it's just, it's that bad. But anyway, it goes on in the article. If Trump's administration and our briefed elected leaders know exactly who has been planning this chaos, the intent of the agitating groups, how the groups are funded, and even training camp locations, what are we left to think? Unfortunately, we can also deduce that the Trump administration has not been acting decisively to protect America. They're running an operation here, folks, you know, in Q and trust the plan, the storm. You know what you see here? It's the storm. Remember Trump with all the military leaders? You know, they went into another phase of operation. The ball can be moved very far under a Republican president and executive branch due to the fact that your kind of patriot movement people kind of rest on their laurels. You know, when Obama was in office, everybody was looking for everything Obama did, all the strange stuff, the, you know, Fast and Furious and Benghazi and all the strange commie social engineering, the bathing the White House in the LGBTQ pride colors and all that crazy stuff that happened under Obama. But there was a lot of resistance out here in the zeitgeist, let's say. With Trump, they've built an insulation system for him to where it's still holdovers and elements of the deep state that they're at war with him now. So it's like there's an excuse here. Even though Trump surrounded himself with a bunch of traitors, picks all these goons to be cabinet positions and all this other stuff, people that are compromised and the rest of it. But yet, we're supposed to trust the story that, Trump's in an island all to himself and he's surrounded by hostile forces and all these backstabbers and blah, 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 blah. You know, it's getting old. There's some interesting things happening. Don't get me wrong. And it's almost like a carrot and a stick thing going on. They give us dummies some carrots here and there. Oh, so-and-so got arrested. This pedo ring here. Durham, is about to drop the hammer. All this stuff. You had Horowitz. Now you got Durham. It's like these hopium. You get to smoke some hopium and then, you get deflated here. But there's this other hopium still out here. Don't get me wrong. There's so much strange things that have happened since Trump's become president. But at the same time, a person like me, I have to stay cynical. I can't be one of these people that's sitting here thinking that the CIA Attorney General Bill Barr, who's got connections to Epstein, and Trump that's got serious connections to Epstein with the whole, Epstein bought his yacht, all kinds of strange stuff. We all have to remain cynical here. And I'm not saying that you have to. You can be a Q person and buy this stuff, hook, line, and sinker, whatever. You always want to remain hopeful that there's good people that's within the system that are performing some serious warfare against the evil ones that have pretty much gotten the country in a chokehold. But at the same time, you can't get to this point where you're like, oh, it's all taken care of, everything's going to be all right, and so forth and so on. Masks signal the start of the Civil War. When healthy people are treated like we have a deadly contagion, the real message is, in the eyes of the Illuminati, we are the deadly disease. The Civil War is between the Illuminati / people who go along with this treatment and those who do not. And it's getting into and it has a picture of the eyes wide shut type thing, Natural news. Big Pharma achieves total legal immunity for coronavirus vaccines, even as vaccine injections will be forced onto billions of people, potentially killing tens of millions. Facebook and Google, complicit in crimes against humanity, ban life-saving information that can lower COVID-19 mortality, improve survival. Duh. Twitter puts Dr. Stella Emanuel in social media prison over hydroxychloroquine claims, demonstrating how dangerous big tech censorship has become. So Ohio reverses their ban on HCQ, now says the medicine choices are between patient and doctor. A lot going on here. Ken Hitt talked about Antifa hit teams. Why don't you get clip 8 ready, Ken, since you brought that up. There were people dropping all this stuff about things that were going to go down in Austin, Texas. You had the little goofball with the AK shot at some, demonstration, some little riot type of atmosphere. The little guy, Air Force you know, he gets sucked up into this whole thing and he's pointing his AK at some military guy, a sergeant, I think it was. And he got his just deserves, you know. You got to be a sick person to go out to some rally, you know, wearing a little chest rig of some sort, and then you got an AK, and you're going around pointing your weapon at people and in their cars. You deserve to get your brains blown out. I have no sympathy for you. You're an idiot. But let's watch this little clip on the Sunrise Movement, and you'll get a little glimpse of, you know, their real movement into trying to grab the youth, the minds of the youth. It's like Greta Thunberg level stuff, cocktailed with racial social justice stuff. It's real bad. Go ahead.
Red alert. This is not a drill. I repeat, this is not a drill. A Marxist youth bloody revolution has been initiated. Our undercover just recorded Sunrise Movement's announcement of a nationwide 100-day siege on the eve of the Bohemian Grove cremation of care ritual, changing their Sunrise logo into the wide awake, all-seeing eye. They claim to be finishing the work of Reconstructionism, purposefully kicking off a continuation of the American Civil War.
This is really the moment that this broken system could all come crumbling down, but it's up to us to take action and make it happen. We have to bring the crisis to their doorsteps. And we're going to mobilize outside the homes of politicians in the middle of the night to wake them up. That's right, y'all. No justice, no sleep. And this isn't just your regular protest. This is a daily haunting to make it clear that our generation is a force to be reckoned with when it comes to the revolution in the streets and at the ballot box.
My dream is that we bring these failed and corrupt institutions to their knees and we build something new. I love the term siege because I feel like that's exactly what we're going to do. And I all encourage you to go read the Wikipedia page for what a siege is, because have that expectation. We need to tell the world that we're not taking this bull anymore. That they will see us, they will feel us, and they will hear us until they are deaf with our demands. Rome was not built in a day, and it was also not sieged in a day. In fact, it was sieged over the course of 1 year and 9 days, which was a fact I learned today. Every single day from now until the election is a day we're preparing for ballot time battle and the post-election eruption of our pent-up anger. That means showing up to houses of politicians everywhere who have failed us.
So for the next 100 days, we will haunt these architects of the death economy. We will march into their homes. We will march into their homes. We will march into their homes and make it plain and simple for them.
They are using an example of a pro-abolitionist group from the 1860s called the Wide Awakes. If you go back and read about the tactics used by the Wide Awakes, they were a group that would use hammers to smash windows, break stuff, and beat people. On election day, Wide Awakes monitored voting lines, challenged suspicious voters, and checked to see that ballots were genuine before they were cast. A nationwide campaign of harassment, violence, and intimidation is now underway. The Sunrise Movement, March for Our Lives, United We Dream, and Black Lives Matter are the main groups organizing this uprising. You saw what they did to the cities. Well, now they're planning to target American citizens at their homes. Quote, "We need to prepare for the new terrain. Cops enforcing domestic property disturbances more aggressively than police office sit-ins and brutality by federal officers in cities across the country. They plan to use children on the front lines, forcing law enforcement to engage with minors. Youthful rioters will aggressively go to prominent outspoken conservatives and politicians' homes to, quote, show them who really has the power. The mission is to disrupt their private life and well-being by shouting, bullhorning, and banging to keep them in a state of continued anxiety." Remember, this is the same group of people that said burning down buildings is a legitimate form of protest. Well, do they feel the same about burning down homes?
Actions like burning buildings are legitimate and powerful forms of resistance.
So we should expect the same thing that's been happening in Portland to start happening now.
So we'll see if this transpires or not. Very, very crazy. So police rescued pig from Portland leftists who planned to publicly behead it in protest. Portland leftists burned Bibles, U.S. flags in front of federal courthouse. Trump set to ban TikTok on August 1st amid escalating tensions with China, big tech. NBA returns with massive screens showing virtual crowds, Black Lives Matter signs. You know, the baseball, the entire coordination here with professional sports, corporate America. I mean, it's so nauseating. And I expected things like this, but this is just so nutty. So these guys in the NBA, they got Black Lives Matter written on the court. Okay, they got it written at Fenway Park, Boston. They got it written, you know, they're all wearing the T-shirts. And I saw this article. Why Marxist organizations like Black Lives Matter seek to dismantle the Western nuclear family. Okay, so we've all seen the official BLM website. We disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement by supporting each other as extended families and villages that collectively care for one another, especially our children, to the degree that mothers, parents, and children are comfortable. It's fascinating, by the way, you look at the NFL and the NBA especially, that their families and everything are already so confused. They're sitting with 4 and 5 babies, moms, and extended families and villages and all the rest of this anyway. Disrupting the nuclear family is a commonly stated goal among Marxist organizations. Given that BLM's founders specifically claim to be trained Marxists, we should not be surprised that the organization's leadership has embraced a Marxian view of the family. But where does this hostility toward the family originate? Partly it comes from the theories of Marx and Engels themselves and their views that an earlier matriarchal version of the family, remember, three black lesbians are behind BLM. Matriarchal version of the family rejected private property as an organizing principle of society. It was only later that this older tribal model of the family gave way to the modern patriarchal family. I would also say biblical, which promotes and sustains private property. Clearly, in the Marxian view, this new type of family must be opposed, since the destruction of this family model will make it easier to abolish private property as well. Okay, Frederick Engels' 1884 book, The Origin of the Family, Private Property of the State, provides a historical perspective of the Marxian view of the development of the modern Western family unit and its relationship to property rights. Engels, of course, was a longtime benefactor and collaborator with Marx. In reconstructing the origins of the family within a Marxian framework, Engels traces back to the savage, primeval, Nick Cannon calls all of us savages, all us white people savages. Remember that just in the last week or whatever. Primeval stage of humanity that, according to his research, revealed a condition in which unrestricted sexual intercourse existed within a tribe so that every woman belonged to every man and vice versa. Who's that sound like today? Under such conditions, Engels explained, it is uncertain who is the father of the child, but certain who is the mother. Only female lineage could be acknowledged, being the only well-known parents of younger generations who traces their lineage among females, Jews. Anyway, being the only well-known parents of younger generations, Engels explained, women as mothers received a high tribute of respect and deference, amounting to a complete women's rule, gynecocracy. Okay. Furthermore, Engels wrote, tribes were subdivided into smaller groups called gentes, a primitive form of an extended family of sorts. These gens were included people from descended from the same ancestor on the mother's side, within which intermarrying was strictly forbidden. The men of certain gens therefore could choose their wives within the tribe and did so as a rule, but had to choose them outside of their gens. Ingalls explained, and marriage at this stage was a communal affair, meaning that multiple partnerships between men and women was closer to the rule than the exception. Because mothers were the only parents who could be determined with certainty, and the smaller gentes were arranged around the mother's relatives, early family units were very maternal in nature, and maternal law regarding rights and duties for childbearing and inheritance were the custom. Transition to the pairing family. This was the state of affairs for thousands of years, according to Ingalls. Over time, however, there emerged what Ingalls referred to as the pairing family, the biblical family, in which a man and his principal wife among many women, and he was to her the principal husband among others. This was in no small part due to the gentis within tribes developing more and more classes of relatives not allowed to marry one another. Due to these increasing restrictions, group marriage became increasingly impossible and ever more replaced by the pairing family structure. Under the structure, however, the role of mothers was still dominant. Quoting Arthur Wright, a missionary among the Seneca Iroquois tribe, Ingalls notes, the female part generally ruled the house. The women were the dominating power in the clans and everywhere else. We will see you guys on the other side of the break, and we will finish this up and move on. The people are risen.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.